A rescued goat at a farm sanctuary in Ulster County, New York, is the first goat to receive a 3D-printed valve for her abdomen. I visited the Woodstock Farm Sanctuary over the weekend. Oreo is a 9-year-old goat who likes to hang out with her goat friend, Brownie. Before being given the green light to mingle with others after her procedure, Oreo was watching free-roaming sheep from her isolation pen. After 2 escapes to free-roam with the sheep, shelter director Hervé Bruel says Oreo's day came May 10th. To be among 18 sheep and a few goats, including her pal Brownie.
We decided to bring her in there with the sheep and Brownie, and she's really happy in there. This is where she's going to be now.
She chose her family.
She did. She wants to be with the free roamers because she realized it's really awesome to be able to go anywhere you want on the sanctuary.
She's smart.
She is.
She's a smart one. Let's go meet her.
Yes.
Now, how long has she been here?
So they came in 2015, and so she and Brownie were actually from the same rescue. There was a very terrible petting zoo, like a roadside petting zoo, that we did a rescue from, and so they're from that rescue. So she's been here for almost 4 years, and she's a very smart, gregarious goat. And as Hervé said, we're actually walking into the sheep area, so we actually put... Sometimes most of our goats live with goats, but some of the goats prefer to live with the sheep. And the sheep tend to be really sweet and kind, and it's a good life. And yeah, they are allowed to wander all around the sanctuary during the week so that basically they do the mowing for us. And so Oreo, I think, likes that lifestyle.
That's Woodstock Farm Sanctuary Executive Director Rachel McChrystal.
So this is Brownie on the left and Oreo on the right. One common problem that happens a lot with ruminants like goats is they get bloat. And so with that, it's very uncomfortable and it can be very dangerous. And so she was getting chronic bloat. And so basically what Hervé was able to figure out with a vet is we took her to a big vet hospital around here, and they said, you know, they gave her surgery to let the gas out, essentially let the air out. And they said, if this happens again, you should probably just put her to sleep. But she's obviously a very healthy, very active, very, very happy goat. And so when she bloated again, Hervé actually went looking for other solutions. And we worked with a local vet here who's fantastic, who said, well, actually, we can do this thing, but it's not done in goats normally. So we're going to have to be creative. And that's where we came up with the idea of the valve.
What is it usually done in? Any animals?
Yeah, well, yes, it is. It's some hospitals use it in cows, and then to collect enzymes in the cow rumen to transfer into other cows that have issues with their digestion. So it's used medically, but usually it's in cows.
So what is it? It's this valve, 3D printed valve?
Yeah, just so that it could fit exactly to the measurements of the opening.
It's sort of like your gas tank in your car. So it's sort of like it's a valve that attaches to her stomach, and it's on the outside, and you basically unscrew it and it can let the gas out. So if she bloats, it's sort of just like unscrewing a valve on your car, on your gas tank, and letting the gas out versus putting gas in.
So it sounds simple.
It's very elegant. It's a very simple solution for a complicated problem.
But I'm sure it
wasn't cheap. The design was $900, but then there are all the other costs.
Costs such as 2 trips to the animal hospital since November, the surgery to install the valve, other vet visits, etc. They say the bill to this point totals well over $5,000, and there will be more costs. Oreo managed to pull off the cap, and a new one is being designed, kid-proof, as it were.
The thing to know, though, is that Oreo has cancer, and this is why she had chronic bloat. There is a tumor that's pushing on the vagus nerves, and that so her rumen is not turning the way it should. There's less mobility, and so the gas can't come out, and that was the only way to save her. However, we don't know how quickly that tumor is going to grow, so she may have many years ahead of her, but maybe she doesn't.
Actually, we have the patent on this 3D printed valves because it's never been done in goats before, but we've been saying that Oreo has the patent because it's her stomach. but she's willing to give it to any other goats who need it, and it would help their lives, of course.
The valve was produced by RapidMade, a technology company based in Portland, Oregon. While I was at the High Falls-based Woodstock Farm Sanctuary, I inquired about Fawn, a 6-year-old Jersey cow I'd met in July. Fawn had reportedly been the first cow in the United States outfitted with a new type of brace to help straighten one of her legs and improve her mobility. While giving the custom prosthetic a go early on, Bruel says Fawn ultimately sent the message that the brace was not for her.
After trying for many months, we decided to stop trying the brace. She's just still using the boot that's working great for her. But the brace, she did not want to walk when she was in it. She would just lay down. And we had this problem before with other braces, but we were hoping this one would be different, but it wasn't. She just would just lay down the minute she had it on, and then we would just stay down until we took it off.
And she was interested in my mic as she was over the summer. A calf, Woody, however, had different plans, viewing the mic more as a salt lick.
Woody loves technology, like iPhones. Yeah.
I also had met Woody, a dairy calf, when at the sanctuary in July. He and his brother, Colin, were about 60 pounds each at the time. Now, they're each up to...
around 700 pounds.
And he'll get to...
probably around 2,500 pounds.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in High Falls.